Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we had 5 posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors concluded that a patient with chronic ankle instability is likely to get best gains in dynamic balance when completing a rehabilitation program with balance and supervised strength training. In the next post, we summarized an article where the authors reported that many parents are unfamiliar with sport volume recommendations. However, over half of parents feel that sport specialization is a problem. In our third post, we introduced the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's guideline on the diagnosis and management of mild traumatic brain injury among children. We also introduced this week the recommendations for participation in competitive sports of athletes with arterial hypertension, which was a position statement from the Sports Cardiology section of the European Association of Preventive Cardiology. And finally, we introduced a study where the authors reported that a professional athlete with 6 or 7 days rest between soccer matches may be less likely to have a muscular injury during a match than a player with 3 or fewer days between matches. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors surveyed 1,000 parents with a child between 10 to 18 years of age who participated in sports within the past 12 months to determine their knowledge of sport participation recommendations and examine their perceptions toward sport specialization. The authors recruited parents from Wisconsin-based tournaments, contests, and games. The expert-approved survey asked about the background of parents and child, as well as their perceptions and knowledge of safe sport recommendations. The authors found that over 80% of parents had no knowledge of sport volume recommendations regarding months per year or hours per week of organized sport participation. Almost 90% of parents responded that they were unaware of sport volume recommendations regarding multiple or simultaneous league participation. And almost 1 in 4 parents responded that it was appropriate for a child or athlete to participate in multiple leagues in the same sport. And about 60% responded that it was okay for the child or athlete to participate in multiple leagues in different sports. About 35% of parents reported that they were either very or extremely concerned about the risk of injury, and 55% believe sport specialization is a problem. This was an interesting study because it highlights that many parents lack knowledge regarding the sport volume recommendations. These recommendations are in place to help prevent injury in the pediatric population. Despite the low levels of awareness, the majority of the parents agreed that having a child participate in multiple leagues for the same sport was inappropriate. Still, 60% thought that participating in multiple leagues in different sports was okay. It should be noted that it is plausible that participating in multiple leagues could result in violating the number of hours per week or monthly sport participating recommendations, which could increase the risk of injury. It was interesting to note that only 35% of parents were worried about their child becoming injured, but 55% believe sport specialization represents a problem. Therefore, there's not only a problem in the sport volume participation knowledge, but also about the risk of injury that is associated with sport specialization. Medical professionals need to find more impactful strategies to educate parents about sport specialization, sport volume recommendations, and the risk of injury as it relates to sport specialization. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article about a clinical trial where the authors concluded that kinesiotaping following an intense exercise protocol reduced muscle soreness but had no effect on isometric strength or vertical jump height. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the journal article, and our post on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.